Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. After a year of COVID, many of us are finding that our social skills are a little rusty. We're finally getting more opportunities to meet others, but we've lost some of the social niceties and techniques that make human connection so meaningful. The good news is there's a simple thing you can do to rebuild your social muscle and to raise your level of happiness. The answer is compliments. There's power in giving them and getting them. To learn more, we talked to Lindsay Leiben, psychotherapist and licensed clinical social worker. Here's what she had to say. Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let me start by asking, why are compliments so important in our lives? And why are they so important right now?
Compliments allow us to connect with the people around us and really bring people together in a lot of different ways. And I find it's a really easy and disarming way of forming a connection. And it's especially great because you can use it if you're just meeting someone as an icebreaker, or if you already know them, you can use it to deepen the relationship. I find, you know, this episode is really coming at such an important time because after a year of being told to isolate and keep our distance, we're experiencing a social inflection point. And I think a lot of people are finding that as immunity grows and we're unmasking, we're now faced with the possibility of returning to in-person contact. And while that might be exciting, it can also be intimidating and leave us feeling unprepared. Actually, the American Psychological Association just released a study that said about half of people surveyed were actively worried about adjusting to in-person interactions. So I think to the audience, if you're having a little bit of social anxiety, please know that you're not alone. I think it's important to acknowledge that after a year without regular practice of socialization, your social skills will start to weaken and interactions might not be as dynamic or as electric as we'd like them to be. And when these skills, they're sort of like muscles, they need to be worked and conditioned to be strong when you call upon them. It's almost like if you signed up to run a 10K race, but you didn't have the opportunity to train, of course you'd be feeling uncomfortable because you're out of practice. So I find instead of just accepting the discomfort and anxiety, one of the best ways to alleviate it is to give yourself options. And that's where the compliment comes into play because it's one of the strongest and most versatile tools in the well-being toolbox to help you navigate social exchanges.
That's great. Before we get into the specifics of compliments, what are the positive effects of giving them and receiving them?
So when you give and receive compliments, it's actually not just about making the others feel good. It directly improves your levels of happiness in your own relationships. There's actually a really good article from the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology that concludes that when you express appreciation for your partner, both people become more responsive to each other's needs. It allows you to work through the hard times a little more effectively. And I think we can all use a little more happiness and resilience and meaningful engagement in our lives.
And I understand you have a specific technique for giving compliments. What is that?
I do. It's called the SAGE approach, S-A-G-E. And it stands for specific, authentic, grateful, and empowering.
And how does that work?
So it works by starting off to make your compliment sincere. I encourage people to zone in on a specific task or quality or attribute that they admire in another person. I really encourage you to keep it simple. Really skip the hyperbole. Over-the-top claims tend to discredit the compliment. So for example, when you hear people say, oh my goodness, that's the best thing I ever ate. Well, you probably know it's not the best thing they ever ate. So don't undermine yourself. This leads me to the next part, which is authenticity. After you have a focus, try to weave in a personal connection. Express the compliment from your heart and use strong eye contact if you can. Really just try to be as authentic as you can. It doesn't matter if it's the highest praise someone has ever received. If it's sincere, it will have a much greater impact. The G in SAGE stands for gratitude. And this is one of my favorite parts because it allows you to reflect on the goodness in your own life and then express the appreciation for these gifts. It's one of the most valuable parts of a compliment because it can also allow you to deepen your connection with the receiver. There's a lot of research that's out there that connects gratitude with higher levels of happiness and resilience and meaningful connection. So now you have a double win because as you start to feel more connected and comfortable, the positivity bubbles over into other areas of your life. And that actually leads me to the E, which is for empowering. And this last bit of advice is to direct your compliment towards empowering actions. I encourage people to celebrate the confidence-boosting behaviors. Like if someone did an awesome job spearheading a presentation or modeling courage, reflect that back to them. Because when someone exposes a vulnerability, they're more receptive to authentic, positive responses. So if you feel moved, share it. I also really just encourage giving sage compliments whenever the opportunity strikes. Make the morning of the person who brewed your latte, you know, or if you catch the eye of an unassuming bystander who seems to have their head in the clouds, the more opportunities you have to practice, the more natural it will feel. And then when you find yourself in that really important opportunity, your skills will be ready and your emotions will be all warmed up.
That was incredibly helpful, and I have to compliment Lindsay for her advice. So here's something good for today. As we start to emerge from our COVID cocoons and reconnect with other people, now's the time to discover the incredible power of compliments. Compliments, it turns out, not only make others feel good, they can also raise your own happiness level and strengthen your relationships. Lindsay has a memorable technique for giving effective compliments. Her four key elements are sincerity, authenticity, gratitude, and empowerment. And as Lindsay says, the best way to get good at giving compliments is to do them often. In other words, never miss an opportunity to say something nice. Thank you for listening, and please share today's something good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.